This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. SpaceX has retracted its application to build a large antenna array in Mesa County less than a week before it had its final hearing. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports residents in Dubec expressed concerns about noise from the project. SpaceX, which is owned by billionaire Elon Musk, says it changed course due to shifting business priorities. The plan, if approved, would have led to the construction of 40 antennas to support Starlink, the company's satellite internet system. Two Colorado hospitals say they'll resume some gender-affirming care as Colorado joined other states in challenging a White House executive order. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
Earlier this month, Denver Health and Children's Hospital Colorado said they were altering their policies to halt that care for those under 19. The move came after an executive order signed in late January by President Donald Trump to stop gender-affirming medical treatments for children and teenagers under that age. Colorado joined other states in challenging the move, which resulted in a temporary block on the executive order. In statements, both hospitals said patients under 19 will be able to continue to receive puberty blockers and hormone therapy. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A touch of spring is coming to Colorado this weekend, bringing warmer temperatures, sunny skies, and a break from the snow. While a few clouds may pass over the mountains, snow is not in the forecast. In Denver, temperatures are expected to reach highs in the mid-50s on Saturday, creeping up to the 60s on Sunday. In Vail, sunny with temps in the upper 20s, and in Colorado Springs, you can expect temperatures in the 50s. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.